Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another guy that we like to give a hug to every now and then, now that Punxsutawney Phil has showed his shadow, and here comes baseball. It's Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. How you doing today, Tim?
Good, good. Getting closer and closer to the 2020 championship season.
I'm anticipating. Now, let me ask you this. I'm anticipating a lot of eyebrows raised because they're picked to win anywhere from 79 to 85. What's a better number if you're going to pick a win total for this Milwaukee Brewers team?
Mid to upper 80s, I find it hard to believe they're not going to compete. I just do, and they'll have to prove me wrong on that. I'm super excited about this. I think that bet you're talking about, the over and under number, some are as low as the lower 80s, and I think it's just have them mail you the money now because that's going over.
They're gonna go over. Okay. No, First of all, I'm with you. I agree. They're going to go over the 80s. I'm wondering where, one, the home run production is going to come from, because you lose Moose, you lose Thames, obviously Grandal, so you've lost some power there in the lineup. Where do you think they're going to make it up?
Well, we might be seeing just a little shift in their philosophy a little bit, where not reliant on that home run ball. I mean, this team has the potential, Bill, of, you know, get used to two-run doubles all year. Because I think it's got that potential, because they're a very flexible lineup. You consider facing a left-hander, let's say Quintana, for example, of the Cubs. I mean, you're going to throw Garcia, Lorenzo Cain at him. Ryan Braun's going to be in that lineup. Jerko's going to be in that lineup. Omar Navarro's the catcher. Keston Hira is going to be in that lineup. Against lefties, they're going to do well. So the versatility, maybe it's a pinball-type team. They're just going to hit gappers all year long, and I would take that.
Which I would, too. You know why? Because it's small ball and it's exciting. I mean, that's the reason. I mean, we were talking about this the other day, that, you know, it has become, if you look at the numbers, and I'm going through all these baseball analytics and all this kind of stuff, and part of the problem with baseball in general is you don't see enough doubles and triples. All you see is guys swinging for the fences and striking out. That's it.
And maybe they have thought about that in roster construction. I mean, it's possible. Now, again, we all know that launch angle and the ball is just jumping as of late, but at some point, doesn't there have to be a shift, Bill? Because we've seen it both ways. We've seen the launch era years ago, and then it leveled off a little bit. Now it's back. Yeah. Does it come back down?
I think everything's cyclical, we know that, but I think so many teams are being constructed via analytics now and not being constructed versus the eyeball test or the actual player. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and I think I've had a conversation with some of the front office guys about that, and they always come up with the same answer. It's a balance. It's a balance between the two. So who leans where, that's philosophical, but they could have cracked another code. One of the codes they cracked was, in this market, with what they've got to work with financially, being a highly competitive baseball team. Now, does it equate to a World Series ring on fingers? Not yet, but I think it's leaning in that direction for sure.
With Ryan Braun and the uncertainty as to what the outfield is going to look like, how many games do you see Ryan Braun playing over at first base versus the outfield?
Again, that flexibility, that's going to be due to unforeseen injuries. It could be due to someone's lack of production out there, which would have to be Garcia then, because, I mean, that would be the guy he would replace. And we'll see. I think it's a platoon situation between Garcia, Braun, and Smoke at first base, left field. I think that's what it comes down to. Braun had a great year last year. He really did. You look at the numbers. They are really good. If you can get close to that this year, that's going to be super good for the crew.
I want to know the catching aspect of this, because you lose Grandal, And he was solid. You know, I mean, obviously brought some stick, but at the end of the season, his stick was tailing off a little bit. But because for a while, he was hitting like 340, and we knew that wasn't going to remain. But then he ends up dropping down to about 240, 250. But behind the plate and up the gut, that's kind of where your team is judged. So if you've got good stick behind the plate, and we believe Keston Hira is going to have another solid season, at least from what we saw out of him. And then we obviously know that Lorenzo Cain's got to bounce back. I think between the catching prowess and the shortstop, those two positions can put this team over the top or could be the boat anchor that drags it down.
Yeah, and I'm okay with the new acquisition in Nevarez. I like him a lot. And, you know, his offensive numbers are really good, too. He's one of the better hitting catchers in that AL, or was. And so between that and Manny Pena does excellent against left-handers. I mean, he's going to get a lot of starts against lefties for sure offensively. But I don't have a problem with that. Navarro's on-base percentage is good. It's I think that Brewers fans need to be introduced to these guys, don't you think?
I do. I mean,
yeah, because there's so much roster turnover, it is very rare that you got 14 players gone off the playoff roster from last year. That's a big, big number.
Talking with Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Now the pitching rotation. We all know it comes down to pitching. So here's the question is, are you comfortable with Woodruff and Hauser and Anderson and Lindblom and Lauer? How strongly do you feel about that rotation?
They're going to need things to go right. They definitely are. And you don't know where the outlier sits here. You don't know about a Corbin Burns, Freddie Peralta, Shelby Miller. Just waiting in the wings there, Bill. You know, they're going to be, I would say, within the first three times through the rotation, you may see a different man in that rotation. I mean, this is going to be an evolution thing for this team. Lindblom, I mean, I would assume he's for sure given the car keys to hopefully what'll be 31 starts for him. But if he gets hurt or if there's a lack of production there, they do have a little depth there. We're gonna have to have some things go right. Let's put it that way.
Some of the most intriguing things coming into this season obviously revolve around what the Brewers do, and the number one thing being the use of pitchers. Because the Brewers get the out-getters, and they get a guy that comes in, throw a couple of strikes, and then he's done, and then the next guy, and the next guy, and the next guy. I'm going to be real interested to see how Craig Counsell now takes analytics and transfers that to the actual use of his pitching staff to get them in and out of innings if they don't have guys that go at least six on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and that's what it's got to come down to. It makes life a lot easier in that bullpen if the starter starts chewing up some more innings. But it will be interesting, and it's sort of that in-game management strategy that I'm looking forward to this year with that rule change. You got to face a minimum three hitters unless the inning ends. So the old Mike Matheny days of five consecutive batters facing five different pitchers, you can't do that anymore. So right. It's going to be interesting. Does the intentional walk go up to get a matchup with two outs and nobody on to get that matchup you want and get out of that inning? We'll see. I'm looking forward to it.
That was the thing that I was thinking about. What is the byproduct of all of this going to be? And I think you're absolutely right. I think it's going to be maybe the intentional, unintentional walk. Mm-hmm. You're going to see that more often just to get through a guy so they can put a guy on so they can get the matchup they want or the analytics they want. And the one thing I find interesting is that managers, as much as I want to give Craig Counsell a ton of credit, and I really, really do, managers are no longer managing via the gut and via, you know, their baseball into it, so to speak. Now they're being told from managerial positions above, whether it's presidents or whether it's general managers, here's the numbers and here's the way we're going to approach these games. Do you like the way the game of baseball is kind of trending?
I think it's that combination. We have to have the same philosophy between the field manager and the general manager in terms of that construction and what type of player. Use the analytics, but the field manager is going to say, well, how do I use that? I see a hole here. Here's what I see. So there's got to be that balance between the two, and they will tell you that. I mean, that's... It's tough. You and I being our age, and not that we're old codgers, but we wanted to see the game played on the field, and we still do to a degree. We also know that information is key as well, and they're utilizing the information, but it's got to be a connection with the field manager.
Also, Tim, when you talk about some of the guys that have to produce, now obviously, you know, the straw that stirs the drink is Christian Yelich, but what is the confidence in Lorenzo Cain bouncing back and Orlando Arcia bouncing back and, you know, a guy like Sogard, you know, playing over at third base, you know, his ability to kind of bounce back and give them something this year?
Offensively, I like it probably more than any other aspect, although I do like the bullpen, and I don't know if we have time to get into that, but the bullpen is going to be a strength here, despite, you know, some changes out there. But offensively, Bill, I just don't have a problem with this team, and they'd have to prove that wrong to me. I do believe matchups are going to play a key. Now, you asked about Orlando Arcia. I'm not as confident with him as I am with Lorenzo Cain. Cain, I still believe, was stumbling through some injuries last year, and that really affected things. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty confident with Lorenzo Cain, a little less on Arcia.
That was going to be my next question, and you touched on it, and we just got a minute here. But tell me why you believe the bullpen is going to be the strength again this season.
I think people sleep on Corey Knebel. I think people are sleeping on a guy named Bobby Wall. I think guys are sleeping on Brent Suter. Look what Brent Suter did last year. Coming off Tommy John, Bill, this guy was outstanding. And he wasn't necessarily the starter that's going to go 5 2/3 for you, but he's going to go 3 innings when you want it, when you need it, emergency start. I love the bullpen. And Josh Hader, I mean, he's the key to everything out there.
Always good to chat, my friend. I appreciate you joining us. Looking forward to the season, and we're going to talk a lot more down the road, buddy, okay?
You got it, Bill. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Tim Allen. Tim Allen joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.